Good morning. 7:12 a.m. on Tuesday, March the 29th, 2016. It's a cold, bitter, raw 40 degrees out here this morning. I saw 40 on my thermometer and thought, oh, this will be fine. This will be, you know, sunrise. It was 20 minutes ago. I come out and find that it's overcast. Wind's blowing. There's moisture in the air. So there's humidity, which makes that wind feel just that much colder. My nose is running. But I'm out. I'm walking. I'm moving. I didn't walk yesterday. Yesterday was a bit of a... I actually did have time. I just didn't take the time to do it. I let my legs rest. That's my story. I'm sticking with it. The younger child is in New York City right now. But in order for that to happen, I had to get her to school by 6 o'clock yesterday morning. Yeah, that was early. For her, it was a long day. For me, it was getting up early. And we did it. We managed it. But then I had an appointment at 9 I had to go to. So I didn't, by the time I got breakfast and got coffee in me, got done flub-dubbing around, it was too late to go before my appointment, and almost noon by the time I got back. So no, it didn't happen, which is why I was really pushing for it to get out this morning. I wish I had worn my thermal unders. My leg's warm enough, but this jacket is, every once in a while it bells and sucks a cold breeze up over my stomach. It's like, hey, chilly, chilly, chilly. So anyway, I'm out, I'm walking. Good morning. So it turns out that a lot of people have trouble in groups. What I call the art of the schmooze. How do you walk into a room full of strangers and not feel like you don't belong? And it's apparently, I had no idea, but apparently it's a really big deal, particularly for more introverted types like authors. I think part of the deal is that introverts are really conscious about being introverts, and as a result they use that as a kind of excuse, particularly at conventions where being an introvert isn't actually an obstacle. It's a, I wouldn't call it a benefit either, but the research on introverts is pretty clear. That A, as an introvert, you really want to control the amount of contact you have. And too much contact with other people is draining. And I find that to be true, particularly at conventions where there's so many people. But the beauty of that is that you can always get off by yourself. If you don't have a room at the hotel, you can always, you know, go sit in your car or go to a restaurant by yourself and take a book and recharge a little bit. Find a quiet corner and hunker down to charge the batteries for those times when you do want to actually have an opportunity to meet and greet, to to broaden your network. And so I got thinking about that a lot. And I looked at a lot of advice on schmoozing just to see if it matched what I thought. And much of it does. Much of it is pretty much common sense. The one piece that I found missing is that another piece of research into introversion is that introverts get a charge out of talking about things they're passionate about. So if you are really passionate about something, chances are good that you won't notice the drain, or at least not as much, as if you're talking about something you really don't care about. You really can't do short, you know, I really can't do small talk. I can't really do, you know, so it's just painful and awkward, and you never know what to say and all the rest of that. But the thing I learned early on, because I used to be like that too, the thing I learned early on with conventions is everybody is there for the same reason. Everyone, including you, goes at some expense in time and or money, because it's something you care about. It doesn't matter if it's a fan convention, it doesn't matter if it's a professional writer convention, it doesn't matter if it's a sales convention, it doesn't really matter. In every case, you've made arrangements to be there because you care about whatever the subject of the convention is. Good morning. And the truth is that everyone else has done the same thing. So right off the bat, you've got something to talk about, and that's the subject of the convention. You can always talk about the con. How's your con going? How are you liking it so far? Seen any good panels? Been on any good panels? I mean, these are small talk. One of the things that I found disturbing was the art of the schmooze was different from small talk. The schmoozing and small talking were different. Small talk is making conversation, and schmoozing is promoting an agenda. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I understand that a lot of people look at it that way. I don't see, as a writer, I don't see it. Even when I was going to as educational accessibility conferences, I really wasn't there to sell anything. I wasn't there to promote any agenda. I was there because I cared about the subject. So I go to a lot of science fiction conventions. I go to a lot of fan cons because I love the fans. I love the subject. I love science fiction. I love fantasy. I'm not big on horror, but hey, that's all speculative fiction. Horror doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't. I find it to be mostly boring and silly, which takes nothing away from it. I find a lot of stuff sort of boring and silly. Vampires. Okay, fine. Yeah, it's not. I'm sure there's. There's really good vampire stories. I don't read them. I don't read vampire stories. I kind of overdid on vampire stories well back. Kelly Armstrong and elf porn with Laurel K. Hamilton. It's like, okay, fine. Yeah, moving on. But when you go to a con, everybody there has at least the subject matter of the con as something to talk about. And as a backup, you can always talk about the con itself, about the experience of the con itself, as standing in line waiting for your badge. You know, there are people who are there who are standing in line waiting for your badge. went for their badge. Talk to them. Say hi. Introduce yourself. If it's your first time, in particular, introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Nathan. Is this line always this long? Oh, you're a first-timer too. Cool. So what to talk about is really, it's really a non-issue if you just think about it for a few seconds. And some other things to think about. Having an exit line. Monk post. Having an exit line. What's an exit line? Having an exit line is a way for you to escape from a conversation that you have been hopelessly ensnared in and wish would just stop. There are those people who are more than happy to talk to you about everything. Even things you really don't want to know about. So having an exit line in mind, having at least the pattern of an exit line in mind. And the common patterns are thank them for taking the time to chat with you. Give a reason for why you need to leave. And this is where you have to think about it a little bit. And then tell them goodbye and walk away. So you're standing in a meet and greet, and the buffet is getting down. The line is actually short enough now. You might find a plate and get something on it, and a new drink. And this boor you're talking to has just started talking about how he created the characters for his 19th novel, which he sold to Bain in 2004. And, you know, it's not going to end well. So what you do is you say, thanks. I really need to go get to the buffet if I'm going to get anything to eat. See you around the con. Or, it's been really nice talking to you, but I need to go mix and mingle. There's a couple of more people I want to meet here. And so you have a great con. We'll see you around. Or even I need to find a little writer's room. Oh, this is really interesting, but I really need to find the little writer's room. I need to find the restroom. Perhaps I'll see you around later. And perhaps you will, and you'll be able to avoid them. You don't need to say that, but it's having this sort of idea in your head. It's okay for you to break off a conversation in these sort of loose mixers. It's a little more difficult when you're at a dinner and you walk up to an 8-top or 10-top and there are, you know, 9 people there you don't know and 1 empty chair. Take the chair. Take the chair. If there's a conversation going, of course you want to ask if the chair is taken first, because sometimes they're saving it for somebody. But if there's a conversation going, just take a seat and listen. You don't have to say anything. Just listen. What's the conversation about? What are they talking about? Is there anything you can contribute to the subject? Or can you just sit there and take it all in, take in the ambiance, and smile at people? Introduce yourself to the person sitting next to you on one side or the other or both. If the conversation isn't going, go around the table and say, hi, I'm Nate. And you are? Oh, cool. And just take it around the table. Don't give them a chance to launch into some sort of spiel about, you know, their elevator pitch of who they are and what they're writing. But make some contacts. Find some names. Put some names with faces. And if you do this early, particularly in a multi-day convention, then you've got names and faces that you can smile at and say hi to as you pass, going from panel to panel, session to session, or people you can walk up to at the inevitable mixers that happen and say, so how's it going? How do you like the con so far? Seen any good panels? Some other good questions are like, what are you reading? Don't ask what they're writing. I know everybody wants to say, oh, well, no. What are you reading? What are you reading? That way, if the other person is not one of these people who's really out to sell you their book, and there are a lot of those, then they're grateful for something to talk about other than, oh, yeah, what do you write? Well, I write science fiction, but I haven't actually sold anything yet. It's kind of a weak conversation. What are you reading is much more interesting. What's another one we can do? Of course, the con is always fun. Talking about the con. But what are you reading? At the dinner party, you can ask, at the dinner table, you can ask, who's come the furthest? Who came from the farthest away to attend? And since very few of them will probably know, unless they're old friends and know where everybody lives already, which is possible, but not terribly likely, then you have to go around the table again, and everybody has to say, well, I'm from East Overshoe, and there'll be somebody who flew in from out of state, maybe. And, you know, it's an icebreaker. And after that, conversation tends to either break into small groups around the edges of the table, or somebody comes up with some sort of broader schema. And as the newcomer to the table, particularly if you're new to the convention, saying, so this is my first time. What do I need to make sure that I don't miss? Or, yeah, that's probably better then. So who should I avoid is probably not a question you want to ask in an open forum like that, but, you know, it's a question. In the mixers, in the meets and greets, if there's a first-timer session, for heaven's sakes, go to it. It's there to introduce newcomers to each other. And right away, you have something new to talk about with all of those people who are newcomers to the convention. And quite frequently, there is a newcomer's introduction, orientation, welcome session. Hit the keynotes. Hit the keynotes. It feels sort of silly to me to be telling people how to go to a con. But apparently, there are a lot of people who sort of flounder. Which I find distressing. People shouldn't flounder at conventions. Because you're all there for the same reason. And you may as well enjoy it and get the most out of it. Oh, speaking of getting the most out of it. A lot of people go, particularly to writers' conventions, it's like, well, I want to pitch my book to 3 agents and I want to see if I can find an editor who will request my manuscript. Okay. That's all right for an expert con-goer. For somebody with wading pool skills, that's an Olympic-sized pool to jump into. My goals are always, it doesn't really matter what con I go to, my goals are always pretty much the same. And that's, I want to meet 3 interesting people. And I want to find 1 new idea that I can actually do something about when I get home. So I want 1 thing I can take away. And I want to meet 3 interesting people. And ideally, I'll take away contact information. Ideally, I'll take away new friends. People who will perhaps want to collaborate with me later. People who are at least perhaps doing interesting things. And I don't need many. I only need 3. 3's good. 3's a nice number. Good morning. So yeah, I don't know. I told somebody I was teasing somebody about, do I need to write The Art of the Schmooze? And they came back immediately with, tell me where to order it. So apparently this is a big deal for people. And I find it curious, but it's probably only because I've had to do it so often. But here I am at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.